This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode on the Mind Mastery series. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please remember to like this video, share this video, and subscribe to our channel. Today's discussion is talking about the power of visualizing our thoughts. Remember, our objective is that we are working towards developing clarity in our thoughts. We wish to become good leaders, effective leaders, powerful leaders. And we've already pointed out in the previous videos that powerful leaders don't become powerful just because of the positions that they hold, but because they have clarity in their thoughts. We are working on developing that clarity in our own thoughts. Now, if you recall, as kids, we were often told by the art teacher in our school, draw whatever is there in your imagination. And child psychologists will tell you that whatever you would draw can actually give a peek into your state of your mental health or that particular child. What mental health he's going through, what are the family issues or good times that they are having. All of that a child can depict when he draws something which is running in his mind at that point of time. What is the point that we're trying to make, and how are we linking it to our regular life, our workplace, and so on and so forth? Look, we have so many thoughts happening in our mind. When we have to make decisions in life, remember, leaders are known for the decisions that they make. If you have to make decisions in your life, you need to have clarity of thoughts. With so many thoughts happening in your mind, it's like a mesh, and you need to untangle the mesh. In order to untangle the mesh, it's extremely important that you document your thoughts on a piece of paper. Write it down, draw flowcharts, draw images, draw pictures to express your thoughts in front of you so that you're able to visualize it. You're able to see it in front of you. Look, I understand that many people would say, well, I can do it in my mind. I'd say, you know, everything is clear. But that's really not going to help you, because the reality is we are being exposed to so many information on a daily basis. On a continuous basis, we are being exposed to so many information. Let's take a mobile phone for an example. The moment you go on Instagram, you're going through the reels. Every time you are skimming through those reels and watching some of them, they are all going in your mind. You don't even realize the kind of thoughts that they are generating, because they're all getting meshed up. The point that we are trying to make is, in order to untangle this mess that we are in, or this untangle this mesh or mess, whatever you want to call it, because you are really creating a mess in your mind with so many thoughts. So what we're trying to do now is, we're simply going to start putting down our important thoughts on a piece of paper. Once we start putting it down in a piece of paper, we are able to visualize our thoughts and understand what decisions we have to make in our life. Let me give you one example and we'll end with that. If you have an important decision to make at your workplace, and the decision calls for you to make multiple options, choices, in terms of the decisions that you will take. So there could be option 1, 2, 3, or 4. Now, if you have all the thoughts in your mind, option 1, pros and cons, option 2, pros and cons, option 3 and 4, pros and cons, by the time you reach the third or the fourth option, you would have probably forgotten about some of the pros and cons of the earlier two options. Why does this happen? This happens because we are human beings at the end of it all. We also have our own limitations. We don't have an infinite mind which can go to infinite possibilities. We have our limitations as well. So with our limitations, it is extremely critical that we write it down in a piece of paper. The moment you put it down in a piece of paper, you're able to visualize it, see it for yourself, and then make an important decision, an informed decision. The point that we are working on is clarity of thoughts. To develop clarity of thoughts, start putting down your thoughts on a piece of paper. Thank you so much for watching this video. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to our channel.